you've been following this and following this. Senator Fisher has been involved. I think maybe Senator, all the Nebraska senators, I think, have been involved in this, and they have gone to bat, I think, for you guys, no question about it. And it comes down today. Tell me, you've been following this, that good news on what's going to happen with the marinas, and especially yours in Trenton. But good news. Give us the details on what exactly happened.
First off, I just want to tell everybody that by unanimous consent, with the help of Senator Deb Fisher, they have passed the bill, and they're no longer going to be removing any of our marinas, and our lake communities are safe. And like, it's the best Christmas present ever.
Yes, it's going to the president's desk to be signed now. It's passed the House floor and it's past the Senate floor now, and we had a little bit of a hurdle to jump through because Deb Fisher went out sometime last week. It was Thursday or Friday, and she went to ask for unanimous consent for the bill to be passed, and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin III, he objected to it because they were trying to gather a bunch of bills, like 100 or 150 bills together, to put one of ours, put our bill with it to help get it passed, and he objected to it.
Rich, you would not believe the process that you have to go through. And it's a big process for a reason. We wouldn't want to be passing a bunch of nonsense, but it happens, right? The process of getting a bill through the Senate and then through to the floor is a lengthy process. And, you know, unfortunately, we had some, it was funny, there was no actual objection. They just wanted to get their bill in front of ours. Just a really, like a real jerk move. I hate to put it that way, but that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, they were like, basically the easiest way to put it is they were using us as political pawns. They had bills that they wanted to introduce through the Senate and the House that they wanted to get passed. And they wanted to use our bill to help them get their bills passed.
We were all shocked. We thought it was going to pass. I mean, there was no reason. There was no objection. There was no opposition. You know, the counties had agreed, and we were just waiting for this. Okay, it's going to pass. And then, oh my goodness, we have opposition not only from Colorado or West Virginia, but in comes Alex Fildela from
California.
Yes.
And he objected the second day, and we're like, what's going on? It's like, this is such an easy bill to pass. We've taken so many years to get this to go. And I mean, it's saving people's homes, people's businesses, our community here in Southwest Nebraska.
It's crazy.
Why couldn't you help back us up and be like, you know what, this is going to unanimously pass? But they decided to try using us to get their bills to pass.
And listen, we were on a time, people were going to be evicted here. We had, you know, at their cost, like where were people, it had to be done by December 20th, Rich. Like, we were at chomping at the bits. I mean, if you can insert the audience boo right now, that's what we were like, our hearts were dropping. Like, we were crying about it.
I can't believe it, man. And Deb Fisher, she was very emotional about it.
She was.
And she was crying.
It touched her, and I think she really, yeah.
She's been working hard to get this bill passed. And just to have people stand up there and eject a bill that's doing a community so much good, I mean, it was just disheartening that they were doing it. And she couldn't believe that people were actually doing this and standing up against her bill to allow the community and the businesses and the lake areas to stay the way they were, to put it in the hands of the counties.
I take it after this good news, everything is good. This is not going to get, this is nothing that you worry about getting reversed or anything like that.
Nothing like that.
All that's fine. I think the next stage, it goes to the president's desk for him to sign the bill into law. And once that's done, it is complete. They'll have the bureau and we'll have somebody come out and find and estimate how much the property is worth at a fair market value and all that. And then it'll just be handed into the counties, and the counties will find out how to pay for it from there on.
Well, and we were joking right before you called. I'm like, shoot, are we ready for this? Maybe he should talk to Donna. You know what? I want to let everybody know that Donna, if Donna is honestly the person here that has honestly saved our communities here.
And Sue Doak.
Really, they both, you know what, and this is Donna's home. These are our people. This is who we, you know, spend a lot of time. We spend a lot of time at the lakes. You know, these are my, you know, places I've grown up throughout the years. I used to go there with Uncle Earl and Aunt Debbie. You know, Rich, this was my, hometown, and you know, we stayed local, and now this is my other lake. Like we frequent both places, and you know, it's just more than that. I think we would have lost a lot of revenue in the area had it not passed. Like, it was scary for everybody. Just want to let everybody know that, you know, we're thankful for everybody who did listen and reached out. And you know, Dustin and I, we didn't do as much work as all these other people here, but we certainly gave it a good push. I mean, we called these senators. I sent a message to the president about this because I really was sure that they were going to tear out these places.